Okay, this episode is called
What the Fuck Does Billy Know?
About
horror films.
Horror films?
Horror.
Horror films. One of them.
Yeah.
One of them. So, Billy, horror films.
What's the scariest film you've ever seen?
Scariest film I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. You're asking me the question.
I'm asking you this question. Though.
Scariest film I was Candyman.
Candyman's pretty scary.
That is pretty fucking
scary. God, what's coming out of his mouth?
It's all about bees, man.
Oh, is it bees?
It's all about the bees.
Just go show how much attention I paid.
But yeah, it is a scary film.
Yeah.
I find it scary just because how scary is it to know that there's someone there mm-hmm. that you is attacking you
yep.
in front of you, mm-hmm. but you can't see it. Only I can see it. It's like a mental thing, man. That's what freaks me out. Things that get me in your mind.
Yeah.
That scares me.
Say this. You can't see, but he's there.
Yeah. What scares you?
What scares me?
Yeah.
My mum.
The mummy?
No, my mum. No, anything like that, really. I mean, you see Scream? Didn't really scare me.
Not really supposed to scare you.
Didn't really scare me. Halloween? Nah.
It's freaky.
It did at first. First time I watched it. About 13, 14 years old.
Shit, man.
Scared the shit out of me.
Literally.
Proper.
But, my finger. Billy Brown Pants called you.
All throughout high school.
Last week.
No, I don't really watch. It's been a lot of films that I'd watch when I was younger. Say, like, Eat the Clown. I've said Eat the Clown scares me. If I watched Eat the Clown now, I'd imagine that'd be like.
No, it's probably still scary.
It's
still
like scary. A poem, man.
No, it's scary.
Yeah?
The parts of It Clown are scary.
Yeah.
The rest of the film's not scary.
Mm-hmm.
If you just had like a compilation of It the Clown.
Yep.
And you watched it, it is pretty fucking scary.
Say if like I watch too many horror films now where the victim is like, you know, they've got to make horror films, they've got to scare the person watching it and that. But don't make the film so ridiculous where the person running away runs upstairs. Or
yep.
runs into a fucking room knowing there's no fucking door out. It's all bullshit. Okay? Write a believable story where I'm gonna be like, I can imagine myself in that situation and I'm, you know, that whatever the circumstances gonna fucking scare me. Okay, don't write a load of crap where all I'm gonna be doing is sitting there like, don't run upstairs. Fuck. You're on your own, fuck you. Fuck yeah. I'm gonna sit here and enjoy it now. You're that stupid, you run upstairs.
Hope you get gunned, bitch.
Yeah, that's it. You watch Halloween, she runs upstairs, she hides in a closet, ties a fucking. You got some slack.
And ain't no mobiles, then.
I don't give a fuck about mobiles, right? Now listen, man, you got some couple of doors. She locks herself in a wardrobe with a couple of wooden doors with some pony ass fucking slacks across it. She ties.
They weren't even good coat hangers either.
They weren't.
They were rubbish coat hangers. They weren't even the ones that could do.
They're the ones.
Little
they,
wide ones.
Yeah.
Took fucking ages to unravel. But the rest of them were all like wooden ones.
Wooden
crap fucking hangers.
You know, if you go into a shop and you buy a shirt and it's up on that coat hanger and they say, would you like to keep this coat hanger, sir?
Nah, I might, cheers.
Yeah. What are
they
going to do?
Next time you go in there, they say, would you like to keep this coat hanger? Say, will it help me if I'm against a fucking serial killer? And they go, yes, this one will.
Did you know Michael's
one?
Is Michael Myers in the hood?
Yeah, this is Michael Myers proof.
Is he floating about?
You can fuck this shit up now, man.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, you know, hold on for a
minute.
Everyone has Facebook, do you know what I mean? You get chased by a killer, you're running down, you're hiding in the closet, status, being chased by a killer, LOL. And all your mates be like.
Even if you didn't put lol, people would be people would still laugh.
Someone would come round,
yeah,
just to laugh at it. It's like, hey, that was a great, oh, fucking hell, you actually did get killed. Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking, oh. And then like, accomplice to murder.
You can't find a decent horror these days. When was the last horror that scared you? What was the last horror film that scared you?
I just told you, can't you?
What? Yeah, but how many years? When was that, mate?
1992? Well, I say that, but there's a lot of films that do freak me out a little bit. But then again, I'm quite hard.
Yeah, but you don't want to be freaked out. Do you want to be scared? You want to
well,
be
there's
like,
the point.
Do you want to
that's
be,
the whole point.
Do you want to be like, oh,
what
fuck.
Is a horror film?
Shit.
To you, what's a horror film? Because you've got your comedies, right? You've got your thrillers.
Yeah, well, like frighteners, and then you got what would be the
what is film, a horror to you? Now, what do you want to see in a horror? Say, so you put down a horror film. What do you want to see at?
What do I want to see in a horror?
Like,
I want to see.
So, like, say with a comedy, you want to laugh because you want to be amused.
You want a comedy fun. Or horror?
No, I'm just asking you. Right? I'm just giving you examples. Right? Mm-hmm. For a comedy, you want to be.
I want to be
amused. You want to laugh.
Constantly.
For a drama, you want to be involved in the drama. Yep. You want to get emotional, yep. Or you want to get with an action. You want to see stuff. You want to experience
constantly.
Explosions.
If
with a horror, what do you want to see in a horror?
Well, I want to see, if say it's that genre, it needs to be constantly throughout the film. Like, say you got like a Freddy Krueger, that's going to make you jump.
Claw hand.
Every now and again. Yeah, it's going to make you jump. You're like, ooh.
Ooh, jump.
Little scare. Ooh,
ooh, poop.
What's happening now?
Ooh, nugget.
And then you can watch it comfortably. Because you've already been jumped. Scare factor's gone. I'm fine.
That's what you want.
I want to see someone with their back against the wall. Like someone who has done literally nothing wrong, okay, and then being chased, and this person is doing everything that you would, any smart person would do. Say if you had 10 minutes to think about every situation and think what is the best way out of it, okay, say if you had 10 minutes to think about it, but in the film it's only fucking 10 seconds, okay. That is going to be an hour and a half. That will be, for me, a thriller, horror. That would be fucking scary shit. If that person was running away and they're running into a field, they fall over and they're fucking... You don't want to see someone running, right, pathetically running across a field and then trip. And then they're like, they're screaming.
Like in Pete Griffin, the Family Guy, yeah?
That's it. Okay? That'd be comedy, you know? I want to see a film that is going to make you shit you right up for an hour and a half.
You want
not
a film
lit off,
where at
not
the
lit
end
off, where
you're
got a little romance. You don't need a romance in a horror, okay? You don't need a romance. You don't need, a man coming to save a woman. And then there being a little romance, because they knew each other from school, and then they magically bumped into each other just before this was all going on, okay? I want to see that person run away. And you know what I want to see for a decent horror? I want to see the killer live at the end. And then boom, that's it, job done. No sequel, nothing. Okay, just let the people die. That is what would scare people.
Yeah.
If you make a sequel, then the people are like, the person still lived in here, we've got some other people. No, that person is then forgotten about. And it ain't gonna be like a Mike Myers or something like that, so an actual person. That's the scary thing about
film
that I watch.
Films that are gonna, that you like films that add a blue list, so
no, a realistic film where it's like a human, it's an actual person who's mentally disturbed. They don't even necessarily have to be mentally disturbed, like Silence of the Lambs, you know. This person is very intellectual and he does his thing. You know, people that are just driven by this crazy passion. You know, that people enjoy this.
Round moat, that's
a story.
Man, what about that guy who went shooting people from his car? Killed like 11 people.
In Washington, the Washington sniper.
No, it happened up north. Geezer, he's like a cabbie. Just went crazy one day. Happened just before round moat. Right, about a month before round moat. He went round shooting, just killing people. Just because he had young. Just snapped.
There you go. This is real life.
That's scary.
It is, isn't it?
You know what I mean?
That's what I mean. It's
you make
something
that
that's
scary.
It's realistic that can happen in real
when
life.
I watch some films that are scary. I watch one called Mars. I told you about Mars before. That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a film that 20 minutes of the film, bird gets beaten up. That's it. Then that's scary. That's what you said. Back to the wall, she's getting the shit kicked out of her.
Yep.
But that's scary. There's no jokes.
And you're sitting there and you're like, fucking hell.
Uncomfortable.
So in
you
your
want,
face.
You want to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You I want to see.
Yeah, definitely.
I can watch films. Definitely. Irreversible is a film, right? Where the bird gets raped for 10 minutes.
I'm not into that.
That's still scary though.
That's what I mean. That's too scary. That's too scary.
Ah, though. See, there's a limit.
Yeah, there is a limit.
See, but you're European.
No, yeah, I don't like push it. Yeah. Yeah, without
that. No, good job.
Yeah, I'm not into that sort of thing. It's not, I don't enjoy watching that, but something that, so like a real person that is coming after you. So Mike Myers, okay, he's possessed by the devil, technically, that's what he's, the story, he's meant to be possessed by the devil, and he's coming after you, but you can't be killed. Now, someone who can be killed, but refuses to fucking back down, refuses to die, he's just going to be out there. You see Mike Myers, right, okay, he's coming after you, you stab him, okay, he pulls your knife out, he's coming after you, there's no blood, he's coming after you, just exactly the same as what he was doing in the last scene, and you're still sitting there like, doing the same thing. Now, you want to see someone, like the killer, he's going to get stabbed, and then he goes off. He comes back, he's fucking bandaged up or something. He fucking lop his arm off. He fucking ties it up. He burns himself at the bottom. He ties it up, he burns it, seals it all off, and he comes after. He's got half an arm. He's crazy then, yeah? He's a crazy fucker.
That's pretty fucking crazy.
He's crazy, so he don't give a fuck. He's coming after you. He wants you dead, no matter what. And that is just him, that person is the one that wants you dead. He's not being
so possessed. That's scary,
yeah. Yeah, that does. The fact that, it's just, that is someone's mindset. That is how they're thinking, and to think that someone is just that crazy that they're just going to flip and they're coming after you for no reason whatsoever. Okay, there's no method behind it.
So you're scared of
not the, because you're a pretty girl.
You're scared of the unpredictable. Unpredictable shit. Twists. Out of blue.
Yeah.
That scares you.
Not necessarily completely psychotic.
Well, let's look at the top 10 on IMDb.
Yeah.
The top 10 top rated horror titles. I don't agree with this, to be honest, because I'm not that convinced. But
yep.
I'll click on each one, and I'll explain to you if I'm the phone to it, and you tell me whether you reckon that that's scary or not.
Right? Okay, the first one you've clicked on.
Right.
I can understand this, because
this is the old King Kong.
Nearly
8 years old. 1933, man.
Yeah.
Big animatronic King Kong. There's a video somewhere.
Was this how it scared people at the time?
I've got a trailer here for it. I mean, they got some bloody light.
Okay, so the weather's looking all good at the moment.
That's an advert. I'll wait till the advert's finished. But yeah, this is a 1933 King Kong, right? Mm-hmm. So that's not even animatronic, man. It's like plasticine. So, all right, fair enough for a film, it's quite scary. But we look at it now. Would this scare you? I don't think it would.
No, I'm with you there.
I mean, does the new one scare you? No, the new one I watched was
Jack Black.
Yeah, it was 12. What even?
They got an S. What?
There you go. King Kong. See, look, it's like a little plasticine model. Oh yeah, like you said, in 1933, probably shoot yourself.
This is our CGI.
You would think that was scary.
Say you imagine yourself back in the 30s. You think of the 50s, I think of the 50s, and you think no.
So there you go, you got King Kong jumping out in front of the train.
Oh, a few people sort of wobbling about.
Oh, look, King Kong, whoa.
What's he doing?
It's like a Chewitz advert.
Yeah.
grabbing what's her name?
Patsy Kensit.
Patsy Kensit.
There she goes.
That's a bit like Patsy Kensit. Oh no, he's been caught. Wonderful. Oh no, he's just undone his tracks.
Oh, he got out.
Oh no, he's climbing up a toy. A toy house. Building.
A toy.
Oh look, top of the. Look at that. Look at that.
Little aeroplane.
Favourite Robert Armstrong
and Bruce Cabot.
Cabot.
And
the mighty monarch of all melodrama.
It's a melodrama, not even actually a horror.
It's a melodrama, the one and only King Kong.
Even fair play,
yeah, that's freaky.
But
big motherfucking ape taking over the town.
Yep.
It's gonna shit the
it's gonna shit out of you. That's at number 10. Of all time.
Yeah.
Second film, number 9. I don't know what this film is. It's called Faust. How do you spell that? Fast?
Faust.
F-A-U-S-T.
Satan bore over Earth to settle things they wager on the soul of Faust, a learned and prayful alchemist.
See, I don't think there's any videos of that because that looks too old. 1926. See, that's a scary film where we're not going to find scary. Yeah. The idea might be scary.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the film's going to be scary. So, Rosemary's Baby.
Ooh. Don't think.
You ever heard of that?
Heard of this? No.
A young couple move into an apartment only to be surrounded by peculiar neighbours and occurrences. When the wife becomes mysteriously pregnant, held over safety and her unborn child becomes controlling her life. She actually just gives birth to the son of Satan. Devil child. Not Omen, Devil child. It's like a proper freak film. Roman Polanski film.
Yeah.
And I've actually watched that. That's a pretty freaky film. I mean, like, I remember watching it thinking, oh, it's a bit weird. Do you know what I mean? Got a trailer here. Old 70s film, here you go.
70s?
Yeah, it's in the 70s.
You know, they was all fucking up on drugs right in the 70s.
That's what it feels like. It's like a drug film. It's got Mia Farrow, she's all, look at all the it's just all like eerie images. I mean, does that scare you? Like, if you're watching it, would you feel at ease? Uneasy? Especially by religious tendencies.
I think at first I'd be alright, and then you'd start to get deeper into it, and then that's when it starts to get eerie.
So trailer don't give much away.
Black candle.
Trailer's got all bits of prams on top of rocks. Does that scare you? Baby crying on top of a rock. Paramount Pictures presents
Mia Farrow in a Wicked Castle production.
So you see, does that draw you in? Yeah, it's a pretty freaky film.
It does actually.
It's a good little film.
Well, the story does. The fact that, yeah, it's a good
film. Because everyone goes on about,
everything around is, everywhere I drive, I see churches and they're preaching with their fucking messages from God and Jesus and stuff like that. So, I think it's, at the same time, it's quite healthy to have these films. To balance it out, because then you watch these films, it gets a lot of people to, push more towards the church, even though the church is a load of bollocks.
Ooh.
yeah.
Maybe another one. What the fuck does Billy know about religion?
Yeah.
That's another episode.
It's all a load of bollocks. But, I'd give that a watch.
No, it's a good film. I think you should, because
you've seen it, yeah?
I've seen it, and I'm quite impressed with it, but I like old films. I mean, I love old world films, but I like old films which are like, I said it's very eerie, it looks weird, and it freaks you out a little bit. I mean, number 8. I think we're number 8. Number 7, sorry.
Number 7.
The Exorcist.
Yeah?
Come on, you must have seen The Exorcist.
Never seen this. Home video comes the scariest movie of all time. Is it really? With footage you've never seen before.
Do you know what you did?
The Exorcist. Look for it on video cassette and DVD.
He's the music, yeah, definitely.
It's always the music that freaks you out.
And I think it's the noise as well. So you see, like, the screaming comes from Exorcist. Like the screeching noise, stuff like that.
It can be considered funny, because there's parts in that film where she starts masturbating for crucifix. That's quite funny.
Yeah.
See, 70s, that's probably scary.
Mm-hmm.
You show that now, that's like an episode of Skins.
that's
pretty funny, though. What you're doing, I'm just masturbating. Crucifix, it's like, okay, you're not possessed by a devil, you're just a horny little teenager.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's bits of it that which now are quite funny, like, your mother sucks cucks in hell, she says, and you're like,
yeah,
that's pretty good.
That's my favourite part.
That's a good burn, right? And the bloke says, what are you doing? The comebacks are good, like, I mean, but in them days, kids didn't talk like that.
No.
You know, fucking the devil man is there. Son, it's all about fucking sex. The devil's practically fucking a little child in that film. Because he's taken over that body.
And then doing himself.
And he's like, fucking crucifix. Ah, fuck you. I'm going to puke up pea soup on you, man. That's what it is. But actually, it's been like one of the films that's been taken piss out of. But it's still up there. People still find it scary.
Might have to give it a watch.
They will laugh at it, but they find it scary.
1922.
Oh, Nosferatu, number 6. 1922, like you said. Just pause at the moment. But yeah, another film. Another film. This was based on Dracula. But what they couldn't do, the companies in them days, they couldn't.
Is it a bald geezer?
Bald geezer, big teeth and fangs and long fingers.
I saw a picture of him in a magazine a little while ago. Fucking scary looking character.
Yeah, and he was literally, they were, what they were doing, this company, I think, I don't know if it was Universal or anything, they were going to make United Arts, sorry. They were going to make a Dracula movie.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have the rights to it. So they made their own Dracula. Not so right. So technically, in a way, like you said, it's probably scarier than the original fucking Dracula.
Well, looking at the pictures I've seen, he's...
Freaks me out a little bit.
Fucking freaky.
He looks freakier because he moves really freaky. His balls, he's got big teeth.
Big teeth? Like that. Man, he's got literally two fangs like that, yeah?
Yep.
That's two it. Big fangs and then two little fucking sharp teeth at the front.
Long fingernails and shit?
Yep.
So Nosferatu, he's like a freaky looking guy. Is any videos? Oh, here you go, here's a video. Little trailer for it. Silent movie it was.
This was a silent movie.
No sound, I've actually got it on the computer. Sorry. Look at it for you. Move slowly.
And really old shit make as well.
No, it's just old days.
Even sound like that, that's.
Trailer is a German expressive film. There's a company. There you go, Max Trenk was the guy who directed it. Hang on, membership.
Very freaky. Look at that deal.
Sound, man, it just looks.
The noise.
That freaks you out. That's a freaky film. But it's old. Is it scary?
I want to see it.
Is it horrible?
I want to see it just from that clip and the music.
See, that freaks you out maybe because it's more curiosity out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you go down to number 5 and it goes in a completely different direction, man. John Carpenter's The Thing, 1982.
Never seen this.
Ah, scientist Antarctica confronted by a shape-shifting alien that assumes the appearance of people that he kills. Man, now this is a horror film. Maybe it's not slasher horror, but it's horror in the sense that it's fucking gory and crazy.
And scared, yeah? Kurt Russell,
yeah. Great Kurt Russell film.
The Only? Great Kurt Russell film.
Never heard that.
The Only.
Oh no, you're saying no, he can make more. There's not really much in this trailer, but it's more about music, isn't it? John Carpenter, he's the amazing Halloween.
Okay. Where does The Thing originate from?
Oh, space. It's an alien, man. It's an alien movie. It was buried in the snow and ice. But it's freaky, man. It's a freaky film, isn't it? It's like one of the
this is what they find. Where no one can see
it's gone. It's all about graphics as well. It's like special effects. Exploding people's hands getting chopped off, you know, and stuff like that. Is that horror? Gore? This is a gore horror film, man. Out of all the lists so far, this is one we've got to do now where they've used gore to scare people.
Mm-hmm.
The others were all suggestion and scare.
Yeah.
Religion. A lot of them were religion before.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're looking at a film which is using gore tactics, blood. Aliens, you know, chasing shadows.
Yeah.
Is that scary? I mean, crazy special effects, weird sounds. The Thing. It's based on an old 50s movie, this was.
Yeah, mate.
Freak you out? Not as much?
Man is the warmest place to hide.
Yeah. It goes to bed, man. Does that scare you? As much as the others?
No, it kind of does, but it sort of reminds me of, what was that old TV show? British TV show.
Loads of good shows. EastEnders.
No.
Comedy.
And they were on a spaceship.
Red Dwarf?
Red Dwarf. Alright, and if I watched that, it reminded me of, and I would expect the thing to change into a slinky.
That's it. There's actually one scene where he does do that with a big neck. I mean, if you look at that, I've got the thing, look, it's up there, on the wall. Got a big poster on the wall.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For each other. Motherfucker.
What's he doing with that?
Exploding.
No, man, he's got his high beam on, he's just scaring all the rest of the drivers.
Yeah. Right, number 4. Bloody hell, we're getting there close. Les Diaboliques.
Diaboliques.
So, which I reckon says the Diabolicals.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's how my French translation. I could be completely wrong, but I think that's what it means.
Diabolique.
The Diabolicals. Yeah. Which makes sense, because if you read what it says, the wife of a cruel headmaster and his mistress conspire to kill him. But after a murder is committed, his body disappears, and the strange events begin to plague the two women.
Ooh,
sounds freaky.
Do we have a trailer?
We have a trailer. Let's see this trailer.
Let's see the trailer.
I think it's a French film by the Les Boliques.
Les Boliques.
Les Boliques.
By the Boliques.
Les the Boliques.
Listen to them.
I can hear them.
C'est aujourd'hui ou jamais.
It's now or never.
Et tu es sûr que ça laisse pas de trace?
Never leave a trace.
Et le scandale. Tu imagines le scandale?
Ça ne peut finir que d'une façon. Sans démon.
Definitely French.
Dieu n'aime pas les mensonges.
Definitely French.
Oh,
I'm thinking of
a
French.
Yeah?
We are mad. We are mad. So we're assuming they kill someone.
Yeah?
That's what it says.
They weren't mad.
Sounds like a fly.
They were.
Diabolique. The best foreign film of the year in 1955. Don't reveal the engine.
See, we didn't go there.
One of those.
And what did we?
One of those movies. Don't reveal the ending, which means there's a twist. Like you said, you don't like twists. Oh, twists freak you out.
Yeah. No, I like, that's what I think, entertains me. One of the daddiest mystery dramas.
Don't reveal the ending, Billy.
Yeah.
Be sure to take a handkerchief. What is that? Pull. Don't reveal the ending. Mode.
In your palms.
Don't reveal the ending. What's the music, man? Hey? Who's there?
Very opera.
Dramatic. Very dramatic. This is a proper 50s movie right now. Seeing some dirty shit.
A bathtub. Fiendish. A suit of clothes. Fiendish.
What's going on?
A hamper. Fiendish. A swimming pool.
Simon Signore, is a bit of glotters, glossot, called Merlin Louis,
Merlus,
Merlus,
Charles Van Den,
Charles Van Den,
and Pablo,
coming shortly.
It's a pool, I told you.
The Diabolicals.
See, I really want to know whether that actually means diabolical. Because if it does,
not,
I'm going to be so impressed with my French. I
didn't learn French
at school.
Diabolique.
So I don't know about you, but that doesn't really look
it looks like crap.
It looks like a thriller more to me. Saying that you're going to be like,
I couldn't determine.
To be at number 4 in the top 50 on IMDb, which I do count quite
this is
highly.
IMDb,
which is, used by everyone around the world, and that's number 4.
Mm-hmm.
There must be some proper fans out there for that, do you know what I mean?
But how comes, why it says it votes?
Yeah, but then again, yeah, that makes sense. You look at the amount of votes that one got, that's got one of the lowest votes up there.
Yep.
Oh, actually, it's got 15,000 votes, whereas... Ah, that you know, number 9, Forced, number 9... Yeah. Only had 4,000 votes. So it's got 4,000 high votes.
Oh, okay. Which so, is, 4 out of 5 style, like that sort of thing.
But yeah, but, let's go with it. We'll get to number 3 now. Which one I know you've definitely heard of.
I've heard of, I haven't seen.
The Shining. You've never seen The Shining?
No.
Now, The Shining, I think, is a very freaky film because, like I said at the beginning, it's about the mind. It's all in your head.
Mm.
And anything in the head is always scary. I think.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got a trailer for it. We have a trailer for it.
We have a trailer.
See a trailer. So it shines, it's all about in your head and what you're seeing and what you're not seeing and what they're seeing and what they're not seeing. And it's all about breakdown and crazy. So you've got Jack Nicholson, brilliant with his phone, with the axe.
Anyone would be brilliant with an axe.
You know? Especially when it breaks down the door, that's an iconic scene now.
Yeah, I remember that.
Based on Stephen King's book. See, I don't know why this trailer...
Stephen King wrote the book.
He wrote the book, but it's different to the film.
Books always tend to be better than the film.
Apparently the book is better. But this film apparently is doing well. And the music is freaky as fuck. Stanley Kubrick made this film. Stanley Kubrick is a brilliant director.
Eerie.
Well, here comes the blood. This is the whole point. The blood coming out of the elevator. Iconic scene. Freaky as shit, man. Who's going to clean that shit? Let's see. This is a trailer.
I'm pretty sure it is a trailer. You got another one?
It's got to be an actual trailer where it just shows. If you saw it at the cinema, would you be a bit like,
oh. Just no. That, you'd be like,
yeah, yeah, cheers. I want to see that, don't I?
Mm. Some big fat geezer being chopped up in an elevator, all the blood coming out. That's all I want to see.
Exactly.
From it.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
Wait, can we get a trailer? We've got a trailer coming up here. That's the same fucking trailer.
Same trailer.
Maybe that was the trailer. Maybe they didn't want to show anything. Maybe it's one of them films that have done better without trailers. Because, thingy. But
they want to get people to
watch it. Regardless of trailers.
Is there blood all coming out of an elevator?
It's a freaky film. It's a freaky film, man.
Yeah.
You should see it. It is a pretty old film. I'll probably find it on YouTube, to be honest.
Is there somewhere? Oh, I'll be able to watch the whole film on YouTube?
No, you're probably going to buy the film for about £2.
Nah, I don't want to buy it. Where can I watch it? Don't say that. Stop recording and then we'll talk about it.
Right, so I found the trailer for The Shining.
Yes.
So this is it.
I don't suppose they told you anything in Denver about the tragedy?
Yeah, I didn't tell me nothing about it. No, we're around
but
in
the Outlook Hotel.
Charles Grady is the caretaker. He came up here with his wife and two little girls, I think about 8 and 10. From what I've been told,
Kubrick is very good at making
completely normal,
like visuals, like, see, look, it's just views showing, look scary. See, just watching it looked freaky.
Yeah.
He was very good at doing that.
Killed his family with an axe.
That's made him a good director.
That's not going to happen with me.
Yeah, what? You didn't see your face.
Yeah? He really will go in that hotel.
Kid's a freak. Talks to his finger.
Sure.
Talks to his finger. Says yeah. Red Rum.
I guess so.
Yeah, Red Rum is backwards.
For some people,
murder.
Solitude.
There you go.
Isolation.
It's a good film.
There you go, see? He's a writer. Trying to get away from
it.
It
kills you with me.
How does Jack Nicholson come about killing this guy after his...
That's the whole point of the film. You watch it, he gets in your head. He goes crazy, makes him go crazy, makes him kill his family. That's the whole scariness of it.
But does he?
I think so, yeah.
Well, if he doesn't, then it's a shit film.
Right, number two.
Is this sci-fi or is this horror?
Alien, first one. It's both sci-fi horror.
Right, okay.
And I agree, this is actually a scary film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's so good.
I've never seen it.
I really liked.
Yeah.
Alien. I think it's a really freaky film.
Right. Okay.
Because it's a slasher film in space. There you go. Unknown worlds.
Attention to the crew of the commercial vessel Nostromo. A word of warning.
Get attacked by something. It's a slasher film.
Yeah, but I've seen Alien vs. Predator, and I've seen.
No,
Alien.
Don't. No, it's nothing like Alien vs. Predator.
No. But I know. But I see Alien. I'm like, yeah, whatever, mate.
Yeah. You go to the beginning. You'll see it. It's scary.
Yeah.
It's some scary shit.
Yeah, but you see it, and you're like, you're gonna kill me. You're an alien. You're gonna kill me. It's gonna be pretty quick. It's not really that scary. You need to kill me slowly.
Fucking face huggers, man. They rape your mouth. Give you fat lips.
What do you mean face rape your mouth? They put your willy
in
your mouth.
They jump in there, they stimulate you with shit, and they fucking...
and they kill them, man. And they fucking come out their chest.
Yeah. You know, you're still alive when this shit comes out.
Yeah, you fucking wake up, and then you're like, oh,
I feel better now. Yeah, they attack my face and all that. And they come back, and then John, fucking, they come out their chest.
And it eats them.
It fucking grows up and kills people. In the space of like an hour. Scary shit.
An hour?
An hour. He disappears out of this bloke's body. Blood everywhere. She's had breakfast. All over their cold face. And then
the fucking weirdo film. Everywhere.
West of the film. They're chasing this alien. It's killing people, man. Like, iconic alien. Fuck Alien vs. Predator.
That's some scary shit.
Scary bad.
Number one on the top rated
on IMDb horror title.
Psycho. This doesn't surprise me. I've never seen it.
I kind of want to agree with it.
Yeah.
But in the sense, I keep going back to The Shining and thinking that freaks you. That's a freaky shit.
Yeah.
Psycho, good horror film. It had everything.
Psycho. This
it had is. What you said.
Yes.
Though. Suddenly, someone starts killing people.
Yep.
You don't know why. Not till the end. He's killing people, or
yep.
They're killing
and
people.
It's a person.
And someone dies.
Yep.
Just suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the main character, you know, Janet Leigh.
When this is probably why I haven't watched it. There was a remake of this.
There was a remake, it wasn't as good. But no. Let's watch the trailer, the original trailer. You got Janet Leigh there.
But that's what I mean. All you see in the original is a bit of screaming and then. Blood on the bar floor.
Yeah.
Now I know that this
we
can
have
be made. Fucking scary. 12
cabins, 12 acres.
Heels have eyes.
If you want
it's
anything,
a scary
just,
film.
Just tap on the wall. I'll be in the office.
Thank you, Mr. Bates.
Looks very freaky.
Norman Bates.
Freaky man. But he's only expected it. You know, motel owner. In them days, it was freaky. Isolated on your own.
Mm-hmm.
My mother, she isn't quite herself today.
Smoking
dead.
Smoking. He's dressed up.
I've noticed at this point. Yeah, you don't know. That. So like there you go, like we're Psycho number one.
Mm-hmm.
Out of that 10, you're not really agreeing with Bardi in it, am I?
No.
you were looking at maybe The Shining, do you want to see Rosemary's Baby, you said you wouldn't mind seeing, you know, the freakiness. The Exorcist, you think is like pretty freaky. Nosferatu, you want to see.
Yeah.
So, I can see where you're coming from with what you're looking at. But, that list, I agree, is a bit dumb.
Yeah.
It's not what I would put there.
No, we've had that. Can we scroll down? If we scroll down, and then we can see other stuff.
So, you've got Frankenstein, the original Frankenstein, 1931. Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
See, like, that's a George Romero one. Now, that was a very good film. Now, if you want to, like, a film about zombies, now that's what was scary. Zombies.
In 1968, George Romero brought us Night of the Living Dead. It became the classic horror film of its time. Now, George Romero brings us the most intensely shocking motion picture experience for all times. Dawn of the Dead. Night of the Living Dead has ended. Dawn of the Dead is here.
The trailer's making me scared.
It gets up and kills. The people it kills get up and kill.
They must be destroyed on sight. When there is no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth. Dawn of the Dead.
Is that Bob's voice?
See, you're old-fashioned. Trailers, man, to make it, to make it scary. That's what you do. Here you go down. I mean, that's a good film. Dawn of the Dead's a good film. Scary. Yeah. You've got Night of the Living Dead, the original one, 1968. Had it on DVD. Now that, does that get the same thing? Freaky film, man. Can be really freaky. Zombies attacking people, just out of blue.
Yeah.
You know, what's the word? You walking down the street, and somebody suddenly starts attacking you.
Night of the living dead, the dead who live on living flesh, the dead whose haunted souls hunt the living. The living whose bodies are the only food for these ungodly creatures. Night of the living dead.
Night
of the living dead.
Been dead.
We are dead.
An experience
as we are living. Oh shit, and it is the night time. You're going to be dead.
Of the living dead.
You die of the dead. You live and die.
Cannot die.
Dead.
A night of total terror.
Are you talking of the night of the living dead?
I think they are talking
the night of the living dead. Night of the living dead.
Okay, so if no one got that, that was Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, that was Invasion by the Saints.
Yeah, but look, Halloween.
Halloween.
Number 23.
See, one of my greatest films.
You play this trailer.
Let's see, man. I love this film. This film.
Especially, yeah, look,
this is.
See from this.
Before. You know, see, I don't want to hear about fucking aspects of it.
No.
But, to me, this is a horror film. Because
mm-hmm.
I love the way it's filmed. It's a slasher film. I don't know why this guy's killing people. No one does.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck about the storyline about him being a sister. I don't give a shit about it. It's a film about a guy who just decides to kill his sister.
Yep.
Gets put in a mental home, gets the escapes, goes back home, and then looks at one bird and goes, I'm going to kill you.
Yep.
That's it. That's how I see it.
That's because someone's selling the house? Is it a dad selling the house?
Yeah, dad's selling the house. Yep. Lois Strode, dad is there. She goes, give me the key. Go put the keys at the old Michael Myers house. And they're like, okay, yeah. So they go, and he watches her. And he stalks her.
Mm.
Then stalks her friends. And then goes to kill them all. That's the premise. Ignore the whole it's a sister, blah blah blah, all that. In one film, basis, it's a bloke who decides, out of the blue, he's going to kill some people.
Yep.
Why? We don't know. But how do I
use Michael Myers? The only, the classic Halloween.
Did you know how it is?
This is
number
one, yeah,
without a doubt.
Look, I've got fucking goosebumps straight.
A small American town.
Just from that noise
here. 15 years ago.
And looking through the peephole.
It's the moment. It's as if you watched him kill his sister. As if you were there. As if you did.
You feel guilty.
You feel bad. You're watching it. And you think, oh, that's some crazy motherfucker. Do you mean? Like, that's some crazy. Asylum.
Michael?
It's a fucking kid! Killed his sister.
Halloween.
He escapes.
I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
Evil.
See, look, 3 friends walking home, look, bang. Picking them off one by one. I'm going to get all 3 of you motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? One by one, he does it. Yeah, I mean, apart from, you know, Laurie Strode, you can't get Laurie Strode because she's a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Rules that screen put into place.
Come on out.
That's the old closet scene. Wakes up, comes and gets her, look. At least he tries to get out of the house. See, she got out.
She gets out
the front door.
After going upstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, she managed to get the door open after the 4th time of asking.
And he never runs. He walks. She runs.
That's the scary thing about it. He just strolls after him.
Scary as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Now that freaks you out, me.
What's this Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
The old one. Never seen it. Heard things about it. Never watched it. Small time doctor learns that the population of the community is being replaced by emotionless aliens. It's like the Faculty. Remember the Faculty?
We'll skip that.
So you got that film down here. You got the birds. Altitude cop. The birds attacking people.
Yeah, you got that.
Grindhouse.
Zombieland.
Zombieland.
Man, that is one of my favourite. That's a comedy.
That's a comedy. They're putting comedies in this list.
How the fuck did that get in there?
Putting 40 up there, man. Let's see. There you go. You've got a list here of films that you wouldn't agree with.
Night of Demon, Dracula. These all sound scary.
If we're talking about films that scare you, I've watched some freaky films like Halloween up there.
Yeah.
Another one, which I think scary, simply because of the subject matter, Last House on the Left.
Right, okay.
1972 Wes Craven film, freaky as fuck. It's not Last House, I think, it's scary, it's horrible. It's a horrible film.
Yep.
Gang of people rape these girls and kill them, torture them.
Is this based on a true story?
No, not based on a true story, but they literally go up and rape these girls. Murder them, whatever they got to do.
And then one of the girls gets away?
No. In the original, this film, they don't get away, they get killed.
Right.
Then they go and take refuge in the house because it's raining. They don't realise the house they've gone to is the parents of one of the daughters they just killed.
Yep.
The parents find out that what they've done and then act revenge on them. So it's a typical 70s revenge film.
Yeah.
Got banned since 19. I got banned from 72 onwards until 2004, 2002. Banned for that long.
and I remember getting it on DVD, and it's a freaky film. I mean, watch your trailer. I mean,
have you seen the new
mental crap compared to this? This is horrific. Horror, horrific. This is freaky. Yeah.
It rests on 13 acres of earth over the very center of hell. Here is the first motion picture to offer to the daring a look into the final maddening space between life and death. The last house on the left. To avoid fainting, keep repeating.
It's only a movie. Only a movie. Only a movie.
Sights and sounds far beyond anything you've tested. Last house on the left. To avoid fainting, keep repeating.
It's only a movie.
This must be funny. That's what he's saying.
Only a movie.
Take as much as you can.
Only a movie.
Film that was so freaked people out because they thought, this is real, it's got to be real. You can write this shit.
Yeah.
You know, people were like, this doesn't happen now. It does happen now. But they wouldn't accept it. So he made a movie about it, and they banned it. So, I mean, that's what it was. That's why people were there. It's the same with this one. I spit on your grave.
Pick up the clothes. I don't like women giving me orders.
Lady gets raped by a gang.
I spit on your grave.
She goes back, acts revenge on them.
What you are about to see did happen.
It didn't. It didn't. It didn't happen. Gang of immigrants, losers, yeah. Attack a girl, chase her, rape her, torture her, leave her for dead, don't kill her, leave her for dead, she goes back, kills her, fucking fair play.
I spit on your grave. This woman will soon cut, chop, break, and burn five men beyond recognition. And there isn't a jury in this country that will convict her.
Fucking right.
Yeah, fucking right and all.
I'll give you something to remember for the rest of your life.
So they're bad these films, I think they were bad to women. Don't worry about it, man. That's fucking women power, that is strong.
I mean,
is
it?
She's fought back to what people have learned. Yeah, I mean, and I think that's good.
I'll make you feel
chops his dick off. Makes him eat him.
God bless your hands.
Where do you feel this?
Oh yeah, that's fantastic.
No, not that.
I spit on your grave.
Yes. It's like a porn straight fucking.
Is it?
She's like seduces them all.
She won't let me.
Best killing. Best way to kill someone. Speedboat, get the propellers, drive around them. Chop their face off. There's some, like, you know, we go for them horror films and this is it, man.
Ben's mentioned this.
See, I mentioned this to Ben, that's why.
Yeah.
There's a film called Act of Vengeance, aka The Rape Squad. Alright. See ya.
Yeah, Ben,
this is actually the trailer, or this is like a little thing. No, that's actually, put it in this one here. There you go.
Linda, 20, light hair, blue eyes, identifying marks, large bruise on upper left thigh. Nancy, 22, 5 feet 5, strangle marks on throat. Angie, mid-20s, keeps repeating details of assault. Teresa has suddenly developed a fear of men. Karen refuses to discuss the attack. All these women have so one thing in common. They were violated.
Don't be afraid to fight dirty. Anything goes.
What's going on?
Let the revenge fit the crime.
Stick together, we can get him. I know it.
There they go, my five lovelies.
This guy is a maniac and this guy is a killer. And you can easily wind up with your friend.
Hey, gang. I don't think we're strong enough to handle this alone. Maybe we should turn it over to the police.
The Rape Squad. See, that is proper 1970s fucking shock.
The Rape Squad.
See, you know,
it's just random.
There you go, it's like that. Yeah, we've gone from all them films, them horror films,
to nowadays.
So we've gone from the top 10.
I think it's quite tame these days.
To the 70s, and now, so what can you see nowadays? You had your Blair Witches in the 90s, which were like freaky documentary types.
I think it's switched over to like the Saw, Hostel. I think that's the way.
So it's gore scary now.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, definitely. They're all trying to push the boundaries. You know, I've seen it in Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Another one. Another proper messed up movie, which I love. So if you ask me what I think scary is, I think it's always the older ones.
Yes, definitely.
Because I think the way they were made freaks.
Click on that one. Look at that. Is it not look fucking scary?
Yeah, there they go. Leatherface.
What happened was true.
Yeah. It was.
Bizarre and brutal series of crimes in America.
Look, they said men's crimes and stuff. And this is what the Daisy used to do.
See, I think old-fashioned films are scary because it's raw.
Yeah.
Cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like it was filmed kind of
easy.
Yeah.
It's dirty. It's grimy.
That's scary.
Yes.
You see a famous actress get Angelina Jolie. You see Angelina Jolie murdered. That's not the same effect.
No. They tried to, instead of it being dingy and dirty, it's more like eerie.
Yeah.
So I don't think eerie is a bit of a claim.
That is just as real.
I know what you're saying. You see him lying on the floor, don't you? You see Angelina Jones, and there's a little, you know, it's all dingy but clean.
Just as like it should be in some documentary.
Being there.
That's the worst place.
Even if one of them survives,
the worst place you could be there.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. After you stop screaming, you'll start talking about it.
Carpet was so filthy. Sofas need to be shredded.
Exactly.
You need that fear factor. You need to set the tone.
That's what it is.
With, you know, whatever the images you're giving out to someone. You just got to imagine the scariest place you could be.
Your ass.
At that particular time. That's a pretty scary place.
I've heard you fast.
You heard them. We've got it recorded. No, but
okay, so let's sum it up then. What the fuck does Billy know about horror?
I know that Billy knows, right?
Billy knows
that they don't make horror movies like they used to, right? And show me something that's gonna scare me. Recent time, show me something that's gonna scare me.
Go back old school.
I'm not talking YouTube. Yeah, we'd have to go back old school.
You took an old
to see say it's going to be scary.
Low budget.
Yep. Oh, low budget, that's the way it's
Knuckle. Called.
Yep.
Down and Knuckle.
Yep.
That's it.
Just like,
don't
we
spend,
ain't got no
don't
money,
spend money on trying to show me. Just yeah. show me.
Yeah. Yeah.
As close as you can get. You don't need to spend money on that. You can scare some. Scaring is someone screaming. You don't need to spend money on that.
Mm-hmm.
Just scare someone. Make them jump. Make them scare. Realism.
Yeah, man.
Some freaky shit.
Billy knows there's shit out there. There's scary shit.
Billy prefers the old school fucking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.